And now, Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Sunday, the 15th of June, 2025. The general synopsis at 1800. Low Cromarty, 1009, expected just northeast of Faroes, 1007 by 1800 Sunday. Low, southeast Iceland, 1010, slow moving, deepening 1007 by same time. High, west of Fitzroy, 1028, expected Fitzroy, 1030 by that time. Low Rockall, 1011, losing its identity. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Sierra, south at Sierra, northeast 40s. Southerly, southeasterly, becoming cyclonic, 4 to 6, then becoming westerly, southwesterly, 3 to 5 later. Thundery rain, then drizzle, fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Southwest 40s, Cromarty, Falmouth. Cyclonic, mainly westerly, southwesterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in southwest 40s and 4th, and at first in Cromarty. Occasional rain, then showers, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Tyne, Dogger. West or southwest, 3 to 5, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fisher, German Bight. South or southwest, veering west or northwest later, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in Fisher. Thundery showers at first, fog patches for a time. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Humber, Thames, Dover. West or southwest, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in Dover, showers good. White, Portland, Plymouth. West or southwest, veering northwest later, 3 to 5, showers, moderate or good. Biscay, variable 2 to 4, becoming northeast, 3 to 5 later, showers, thundery in southeast, good, occasionally poor in southeast. Trafalgar, variable 2 to 4 in far southeast, otherwise northerly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in north, fair, good. South Fitzroy. Northerly or northeasterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later in southeast, fair, good. North Fitzroy, Sewell. Northwesterly, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, showers, good. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. West or southwest, 3 to 5, showers, moderate or good. Shannon. West backing southwest, 4 or 5, occasional drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes. Cyclonic becoming westerly or southwesterly, except in North Bailey, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later, occasional rain or drizzle, fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And southeast Iceland. Northeasterly, 5 to 7 at first in northwest, otherwise cyclonic, 3 to 5. Occasional rain or drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, west-northwest, 3, 12 miles, 1013, rising slowly. Stornoway. North by east, 2, 24 miles, 1012, rising slowly. Lerwick, east-northeast, 4, mist, 2 miles, 1010, falling more slowly. Wick Automatic, north-northwest, 2, slight rain, 3 miles, 1009, falling slowly. Aberdeen, southwest by south, 1, 27 miles, 1010, rising slowly. Lucas, south by west, 1, rain, 1 mile, 1010, rising slowly. Boomer, southwest by south, 3, more than 38 miles, 1012, rising slowly. Bridlington, west by south, 2, 1015, rising. Sand Eddy Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by south, 5, 5 miles, 1020. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic. West by south, 4, 5 miles, 1021. St. Catherine's Point, automatic. West-southwest, 4, 1020, rising slowly. Jersey, west by north, 3, 11 miles, 1022, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel, automatic. West by south, 4, 5 miles, 1021. Scilly, automatic. West, 3, 7 miles, 1021, rising. Milford Haven, west by south, 3, 7 miles, 1018, rising slowly. Aberporth, southwest, 4, 14 miles, 1018, rising slowly. Valley, southwest, 3, 9 miles, 1016, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, southwest, 4, 19 miles, 1016, rising slowly. Valentia, south by west, 2, 16 miles, 1020, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, west-southwest, 2, recent rain, 9 miles, 1016, rising more slowly. Malin Head, west-southwest, 4, 11 miles, 1015, rising slowly. And Macrahanish Automatic, west, 4, slight rain, 5 miles, 1014, rising. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300. The general situation, an area of low pressure across Scotland with unsettled conditions will move away northeastwards, followed by a westerly flow across all parts, still with some rain in the north, but many southern and eastern areas remaining dry, as a ridge of high pressure then gradually edges north across southern parts early next week. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Northwesterly, backing westerly or southwesterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in east, and then later in north. Occasional rain or showers, fog patches at first in east, moderate or good, occasionally poor or very poor at first in east. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon Tweed. Westerly or southwesterly, becoming cyclonic for a time, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 and south, and at first near Rattray Head. Occasional rain, then showers, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. West or southwest, 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time, showers at first, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. West or southwest, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time, showers, good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Westerly or southwesterly, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then northwesterly, 3 to 5 later, showers, good. Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Southwesterly, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in east, veering westerly or northwesterly, 3 or 4 later, fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. West or southwest, 3 to 5, veering northwest, 3 or 4 later, fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. West or southwest, 3 to 5, veering northwest, 2 to 4 later, fair, then showers, good, occasionally moderate. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West or southwest, 3 to 5, fair, then showers, good, occasionally moderate. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Westerly or southwesterly, 3 to 5, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Westerly or southwesterly, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time later. Occasional rain or drizzle, fair later, moderate or good. Isle of Man. West or southwest, 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. West or southwest, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time later. Occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor and north. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Westerly or southwesterly, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time later. Occasional rain or drizzle, fair later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardmurchan Point. Westerly, backing southerly for a time at first, then backing southwesterly later, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later north. Occasional rain or drizzle, fog patches for a time, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Variable 2 to 4, becoming west or southwest 3 to 5, increasing 5 or 6 later. Fair, then occasional rain or drizzle with fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And Shetland Isles, east or northeast 2 to 4, backing west or southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Occasional rain or showers, perhaps thundery, fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And that completes the shipping forecast. And that's it indeed for another day here on BBC Radio 4. From myself, Al Ryan, and all of us here in Broadcasting House, have a safe, quiet and peaceful night. Good night. Ihawa.
Welcome to The Inquiry from the BBC World Service. Gene therapy has hit an important milestone.
The sun has been shining a bit brighter in the week since the world learned of baby KG.
A specific treatment was developed for a single patient in the space of just a few months. It's another step on the journey to use a powerful medical tool more widely.
Conventionally, the treatments actually that start being effective within 2 or 3 days of being infused. We can see some symptoms straight away.
There are profound implications for patients with rare medical disorders.
There are lots of diseases that are caused by a gene, but where the detailed mutation that causes the disease is different in different individuals.
This week on The Inquiry with me, Tanya Beckett, we're asking, have we seen a breakthrough in preventing genetic diseases? Join me after the news.
Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. Iran says it's fired a new wave of 100 missiles at Israel. It says Haifa and Tel Aviv were the main targets. One missile hit a residential neighbourhood northeast of Haifa, killing 3 people and injuring 7 others. In Iran, state TV said Israeli planes had struck 2 fuel depots near the capital Tehran, setting them on fire. The BBC's Ione Wells is in Jerusalem and has witnessed several missile attacks.
It's often difficult to tell when you initially see some of these missiles or drones in the sky whether the lights or even bangs that you might be hearing are actually the sounds or scenes of strikes successfully landing or whether they are the scenes and sounds of an interception being made. Usually information will come through in the moments afterwards when we start to find out a little bit more about what exactly has happened at the scene.
Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump have discussed the conflict between Israel and Iran in a 50-minute phone call. The Kremlin described the conversation as frank and useful. A spokesman condemned Israel's military action, saying it could have unpredictable consequences for the entire Middle East. President Trump said he agreed with Mr. Putin that the conflict should end. A huge search is taking place in the U.S. state of Minnesota for a man who shot dead a Democratic Party politician and her husband. Police have named the suspect as Vance Luther Bolter. He's accused of killing Melissa and Mark Hortman at their home in the city of Brooklyn Park early on Saturday in what's been described as a targeted attack. The mayor of Brooklyn Park, Hollis J. Winston, expressed his condolences.
In Brooklyn Park and Champlin and our surrounding communities, in fact, the state, were very much family. The Hoffman and Hortman families are very much our family. And so our prayers continuously go out to them. And it's very much a time for us to come together.
Donald Trump is overseeing a large military